coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. I'm Norm Borg. There's a big battle of the sexes looming, perhaps. It's lusciously intriguing. Can Chris Green be the first filly since Continental Victory to win the hallowed Hambo? Jerry Silva is part owner. Jerry, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you.
Now, your filly has sparked a debate over whether she's, frankly, good enough to take on the boys in the Hambletonian. What's your overall take on that?
I don't think she should. There's enough to do to win the Oaks, and I've never won the Oaks, and look forward to that, and I think that's where she should be. Perhaps if we decide to race her as a four or a five, she'll go against the boys, but I don't think as a three she should.
What are your partners in this saying about it? Are they of the same mind?
I'm pretty sure that's their mindset. We haven't gotten to that point yet. We were very happy in winning the Elegant Image up in Canada last week, and look forward to the Canadian trot, and we'll make those decisions as we go along. But even though she's a great filly, it reminds me of the time that I was involved with Snow White, and they wanted to put her against the boys, and unfortunately she could make it through the a three-year-old campaign.
Right.
And, passed away. But we just hope for health, and then we'll have the happiness.
Well, you would know more than anybody how tough it is to reach the Hambo. You've owned one of them, Muscle Hill, so yeah, it could be very much too much for a filly. Do you blame that partly on the breeding? And I don't mean this in a negative way, but horses in general are bred so finely these days. Is it harder than on fillies than it might have been back in '83 when Duenna won it?
I think it is. I think that there's a number of in both fields that the boys are, 2 seconds faster than the girls, no matter where you are. And you have C. Appeal is, going in 50, and you get the one the West going in 47 in a piece.
Yeah.
It's just difficult.
Yeah,
I do think there's a 1 to 2 second difference, which is 5 to 10 length difference in them. Maybe not in trotting, but in overall perspective.
Yeah, just a bit of trivia on your champion horses, and you've owned more than one. You've owned a part of Muscle Hill, Jesse, and of course Chris Dream. All of those three horses have only lost one race.
Yeah, Muscle Hill lost his first race.
Yeah.
Jesse lost her last race last year in the final.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Dream lost one race also. Interesting.
Yeah, just a little bit.
This is a statistic.
Yeah, I'm trying to do my Hollywood Hayden here, but let's talk about Jesse for a moment. She's flashed 55 speed, certainly has a talent. Is she eligible for the Oaks?
Yes, she is.
Okay, so the plan is to point her there.
We're pointing her to the Hudson first.
The Hudson?
In Yonkers.
Okay. Now, I'm sure the thought has crossed your mind that with Jesse in the Oaks, you would have the distinction of sweeping that entire trotting series. When you look at the Hambo, you've already won that, and the Oaks with Jesse.
I'm not sure if the Oaks, that Jesse could beat Chris Dream in the Oaks.
Okay.
That's to be seen between Luke and Ray will be driving those two horses.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned earlier that you'd like to see Chris Dream, if possible, move on and race perhaps against the boys at 4 and 5. You're a proponent of keeping the stars on the track, and as somebody of a like mind, I thank you for that, sir. You've had horses longer on the track, Southwind Tempo, Tug River Princess. Do you get the feeling that your movement, let's call it, to keep the stars on the track longer is starting to get some traction?
I think that Jeff Corral is now talking of setting up stakes races that only the purport that the stallions are, have raced as a four or more. I think that the girls, if they're strong enough and big enough and sound enough, can race against the boys in the 4, 5, 6 area. The colts, obviously, the money is not there, and that's why Muscle Hill was retired. To stand, and I would say 80% of the stallions are all retired after their third three-year-old campaign.
Yeah.
Last year, you had the same thing with Chucky, the year before with Donato, us with Muscle Hill, the same with Dewey Cheatham, and same with Well Said. I'm going to the bases.
The beach,
some beach somewhere. Well, he got hurt, so it was another situation.
Yeah.
But it's just the way it is. It just doesn't pay if you get the $3 million in set fees compared to $1 million winning every race.
Yeah,
and there's not enough races as a four. It's just economically unsound.
Yeah, and wouldn't that be in part, though, the fact that the breeding end of the industry tends to be the tail that wags the dog?
You know, if I had my way, I wouldn't race a horse at the age of two. I'd start racing him at the age of three, but that'll never happen, so I don't even dream it.
Okay, well, maybe with some forward thinking in the future, we may see that. Thank you so much for being on Trot Radio, Jerry.
My pleasure.
All right. All the best. Thank you.
Bye-bye.